When you were making this, when you were making Capote, you must have been, you must have developed an idea somewhere along the way. Anybody gets an idea when they're working on something of a creative nature, that it's working.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
Fernando Morales told me that he didn't really feel that with The Constant Gardener until he started to find it in the editing room.
Yeah.
Then he started to feel. But you, everybody knows that feeling.
Yeah.
When did that feeling start to happen for you?
Well, you know, I felt progress throughout, like from the very beginning. You know, working on the script with Danny. You know, through our rehearsal process and all the advancements you can make in prep. You know, say that, you know, good, good, better, good, good. But it really, I think, the film as a whole, and for me, was in a state of crisis throughout, and into the editing, where I will say that editing, you know, is filmmaking more than any other aspect of filmmaking. Editing is filmmaking. And no matter how perfect the pieces are, you're not going to see the film until editing, you know. So I would say late in editing. As far as I was concerned, the whole style of the film is extremely unforgiving. And if it was imperfect, whatever the imperfection was going to become flagrant, and it was going to stand out and threaten the movie, you know. That I don't think that we could survive being tripped up, and if we had missed a step someplace along the way and couldn't solve it in the editing, I really believed at heart that this movie was going to unravel and just fall apart. And so I really didn't take a deep breath until every little issue, you know, was done. And then it happened very quickly, because we premiered the film publicly at Telluride the day after it was completed, you know?
Wow.
So I remember the mix is one of the very last things you do, the sound mix. And where the music comes up upon the first end credit was something that was the last thing we were dealing with in the mix. You know, do we put it a frame this way or a frame that way? Literally, you know, a 24th of a second this way or that way. And I remember, you know, spending like 10 minutes in the mix looking at it this way, looking at it that way. And really having that feeling like the whole movie's going to collapse if I make this decision in the wrong way, which I think is totally, you know, ridiculous. But, you know, the movie was going to be what the movie was. But you know, I think that was really the attitude throughout, that it wasn't, there's no celebration. Nobody's giving anyone any high five, saying, like, we've got this thing beat. We've cracked it. We've figured it out. And even into you know, or even into the last moment was really a lot more interest is put into what's not working than what is working. I find the moment something is working, I just it put it out of my way and give it very little importance.
I feel similarly that that a, say, a 30-graph article, if there's one graph, like graph 21,
mm-hmm.
that is undeveloped or weak,
mm-hmm.
I really do feel that can
yeah.
sink the whole. Cause,
that's how I view writing, music, everything. You know, there's the weak link mm-hmm. phenomena.
I met your composer.
You met Michael Dana. Oh, great. How was that?
There was a little thing that they asked me to moderate at
uh-huh.
the Vista Theater. The
oh.
music composer. The guy who did the music for March of the Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
And one other guy. Anyway, I had an idea to him, and I thought, this is, because I didn't hear, it's not that I didn't hear it, but I didn't, it didn't get into me until I went to the website of Capote.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear the music played over and over again. And then it, somehow, I remember it, then it sank in.
Yeah.
I think it just sank in as because all the pieces were sinking in. But as far as isolating the music.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking how the idea that I thought that I really miss for movies that have a particularly strong import, I miss overtures.
Mm.
And I would be so delighted every now and then a film that would just start you out, get you into a little bit of a mood thing, and then go into it. It doesn't have to be a big 4 or 5 minute piece.
Yeah.
Maybe a minute or two.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we do have a mini overture. You know, our credit sequence is really meant to be exactly that. It's just a little meditation, you know, over black. I mean, there are credits there, but it's our opening credit sequence does what an overture is designed to do, conceived to do, which is, you know, in this case, it slows you down and it sensitizes you. You know, just the speed which these and the elegance with which these titles are designed and come up and come down and the black in between, and the pace of the music and the tone of the music and the simplicity and the earthiness of the instrumentation is all meant to do what an overture does, which is to bring you into the dimension of the film and, you know, acclimate you to the language of the film. And and then there's a visual that happens in that kind of little mini crescendo, and then visually there's a little overture which is just landscapes.
Yeah.
You know, and that really is all meant to prepare you to watch the film that you're going to see.
Mm-hmm. Did you? How much time did he have to compose for you?
He had a lot of time, and it took him a long time. I don't remember exactly how much time passed, but it was months before he succeeded in composing the first note that was usable. And
because you would hear samples, I presume.
He came to New York, I went to L.A., he, you know, sent a lot of stuff, and he missed, like, again and again. And it was really a matter of just further restraint required, you know, more and more and more restraint, getting attuned to, you know, what it wanted to be.
Because you knew what the film was in your head, and you knew what you were hearing initially.
Mm.
Wasn't exactly it, so obviously your sense of the whole of it was very developed.
Yeah, and I think Michael would be a great interview to have. You could talk to him about the process. I think this is one of the most difficult films he's ever done.
Hmm.
And again, it's like, it appears simple, but I think the prose style, like simple prose and austerity, is a lot more difficult to do than like a full-bodied, lush score or, you know, or cinematography or production design for that matter, because you're so naked, because it is so unforgiving. The musicians complained at how difficult it was to perform this stuff, because you've got to be so fiber-perfect that that the tiniest, you know, miscue is gonna stand out. And I remember this cellist who was required to hold one note for like 20 seconds at one point, you know, arcing back and forth. It took several takes to do it, complained that he just felt so completely naked and exposed, you know, it's just putting a microscope and a spotlight to him, and like the kind of thing he had to slow his pulse down to pull off.